Good evening once again, and welcome to the jazz scene. This is Mac Moore, your host on Thursday evenings, bringing you the very finest sounds from WJMA in the world of jazz. And tonight marks the 100th show on the jazz scene, the 100th edition, and we've been on the air for 2 years and a little over 3 months. And the reason we don't have more than 100 shows is because we've been preempted occasionally by several earthquakes and sieges of pestilence and basketball and things like that, but tonight we want to make up for the shows we've missed, so to speak, and you'll hear from such great stars as Art Tatum, the Duke, Dizzy Gillespie, Chet Baker, Lester Young, Serge Charloff, Jerry Mulligan, Stan Kenton, Billy Taylor, Dave Brubeck, and several other stars. Tonight we're going to celebrate, so to speak, and feature two of my favorite songs, How High the Moon, which was written in 1940 by Nancy Hamilton and Morgan Lewis, and Jerome Kern's great All the Things You Are. The entire show tonight will be devoted to these two great songs. So to get us underway tonight, here is from the Battle of Jazz album, which took place, the Battle of Jazz took place in Birdland, probably in the late 40s. I don't have the date, but anyhow, it involved the two groups of Dizzy Gillespie and Jimmy McPartland, both trumpeters, one of what is known as a cool group and the other a Dixieland group. Here they are playing How High the Moon. First, Dizzy Gillespie and his septet, Don Elliott sitting in, Ray Abrams, tenor, Ronnie Ball, the great English pianist, making his first American debut, Max Roach on drums, Al McKibben bass, and immediately after they finish How High the Moon, we'll hear Jimmy McPartland and his Dixieland group, two interpretations of the national anthem of jazz, How High the Moon.
Thank you.
All right, coming to you almost live from Birdland there, about 20 years later, the Dizzy Gillespie Septet and How High the Moon. And it says in the liner notes, first of all, both bands offer their musical opinions of How High the Moon. This 1940 popular song has become identified as virtually the anthem of the new school of jazz. Although Dizzy is no less closely identified with the same school, he has never before recorded How High the Moon. And Jimmy McPartland's freewheeling version, which we'll hear in just a minute, is the first Dixieland version of this particular song. Dizzy Gillespie and what was known at the time, probably affectionately, as cool jazz. Anyhow, now here is Jimmy McPartland on trumpet, Edmund Hall clarinet, and Vic Dickinson of the World's Greatest Jazz Band on trombone, Dick Carey piano, George Wetling drums, Jack Lesberg on bass, and How High the Moon one more time. Thunderous applause from Birdland, from the Battle of Jazz in the late 40s, Dizzy Gillespie's Septet, and Jimmy McPartland's Dixieland Sextet, both playing How High the Moon, and I don't know whether Mr. Gillespie had an unfair advantage there with seven players to Mr. McPartland's six, although I rather doubt that Dizzy Gillespie needs any extra power. He's a very powerful trumpeter, noted for his pyrotechnics, among other things. Tonight we're featuring two songs on the jazz scene, How High the Moon and All the Things You Are, and let's go back a while now to very early Dave Brubeck at the College of the Pacific in concert with, of course, Paul Desmond on alto, Dave Brubeck piano, of course, Ron Crotty on bass, and Joe Dodge, I believe was the drummer at the time, with Jerome Kern's All the Things You Are.
Thank you.
early day of Brubeck and an extended treatment of All the Things You Are, Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein II. Dave Brubeck, piano. Paul Desmond, alto. He was really kicking the group along in the opening choruses. Actually, seemed that he was backing the rhythm section. Ron Cruddy, bass, and Joe Dodge, who was the first drummer with the Dave Brubeck Quartet. Very early record, and fairly well worn. We got stuck in the groove there. I think it was one of the first records by Dave Brubeck I happened to buy. Anyhow, let's listen to a little bit later Paul Desmond now with Jerry Mulligan. Same song, All the Things You Are. They're backed by Wendell Marshall on bass and Connie Kay on drums. And here are a couple of quotes from the album, which I think are interesting. It sort of gives you the essential mood necessary for real improvisation, which is so essential to jazz. Desmond says, "What tempo do you like?" Mulligan says, "Oh, I don't know. What do you like?" Or again, Mulligan says, "You take the first chorus." And Desmond says, "No, I started the last one. You go ahead first this time." Paul Desmond and Jerry Mulligan, All the Things You Are. One more time. I'm Final sounds of Paul Desmond and Jerry Mulligan with Wendell Marshall on bass, Connie Kay on drums, and Jerome Kearns, All the Things You Are. Interesting the way these two horn men complement each other, Desmond on alto and Mulligan on baritone. Jerry Mulligan was one of the first modern leaders to do away with the piano in small groups, thus giving more of a chamber feel. He felt that the piano was a percussive instrument essentially, and actually in small groups, quartets, quintets, sextets, and things like that, tended to, for the most part, clutter up, which was sort of a reaction, I think, to the piano playing of the 40s with the bop groups. Interesting arrangement there. Let's listen to Art Tatum now. One time, I'm sure this is the only time he ever recorded this song, Art Tatum and How High the Moon.
Thank you.
certainly a different interpretation of Nancy Hamilton and Morgan Lewis's How High the Moon. Art Tatum on piano, and he seemed to crowd in quite a few bop cliches there. But anyhow, it's interesting to hear him, his treatment of the song. You're listening to The Jazz Scene on WJMA, AM, and FM in Orange, Virginia, and I'm Mike Moore, your host on Thursday evenings. Tonight we're featuring two songs only, How High the Moon and All the Things You Are by various groups. This is the 100th edition of The Jazz Scene, and we're more or less taking the night off, just having some fun, playing two of my favorite songs. Since we are into this song now, let's hear from the Duke one time, and I'm once again sure this is the only time that Duke Ellington ever recorded this. He was, for the most part, of course, recorded virtually everything he wrote. I think he wrote over 900 songs, some of which were pretty heavily orchestrated, musical suites and things of this nature. Here he is now with a very simple jazz standard, the national anthem of jazz, How High the Moon, Duke Ellington. Duke and his big band with High the Moon, and what I'm sure was probably a studio recording of jazz standards, which was probably put away in the record libraries for a while, and was just one day gotten out. It didn't sound like too an inspired arrangement. Duke Ellington and his band. Here is, while we have big bands in mind, here's Stan Kenton in the early 60s with what was known as his Mellophonium Orchestra. Very big band with an interesting, good-looking instrument called the mellophonium, which looks like a tremendous trumpet, kind of like a French horn straightened out, one of the two. It's pitched between a trumpet and a trombone, I understand. Sounds a little bit stronger than a French horn. Anyhow, here they are with All the Things You Are. Stan Kenton. Stan Kenton and the band, and All the Things You Are, the large Melliphonium Orchestra. About a 21 or 2-piece band there in the early 60s. The other day, I ran across this record, ordered it, and it's called The Roots of Modern Jazz. Now, I won't say what company produced it because 50% of the cuts on here have nothing whatsoever to do with modern jazz. Somebody bought some tapes, I imagine, and put them together. Anyhow, interestingly enough, though, the first side is How High the Moon, and features Lusty Young, one of the very early sounds that was emulated by the majority of tenor players, and reed players, for that matter, from the late 30s on. Here he is, Lusty Young and his tenor, and How High the Moon. Thank you. All right, that's part of the tape for How High the Moon, and it just fades away there. Obviously taped, probably live, and that's the way an awful lot of modern jazz sounded in the early 40s. Cool jazz, essentially a bebop treatment, although bebop could become right forward and right gimmicky. Lester Young, tenor. Slide Hampton, trombone, and the trumpet is supposed to be Miles Davis, but it doesn't sound a great deal like him, although he might have been a little more energetic, Miles, at that time. How High the Moon. The record, as I said, the jacket and everything, the notes are all fouled up, and it's only 50% what it purports to be, so it's hard to get complete accuracy on who the sidemen are there. Anyhow, there's no question about this. One of the very early recordings of this song, the early 40s, Al Casey sextet, Gerald Wilson trumpet, Willie Smith on alto, Illinois Jack Kett tenor, Horace Henderson piano, the leader Al Casey guitar, John Simons bass, and Big Sid Catlett on drums. How High the Moon. The Al Casey sextet and Nancy Hamilton and Morgan Lewis's How High the Moon. When I was growing up, there was a record store between my house and school that used to sell used records, and this was the only record they had in the store that I liked, and at this time they used to let us play them. They were old 78s, very thick, heavy vinyl records, and I played it about 7,000 or 8,000 times, and finally the man sold it to me, let me have it for a nickel, which I thought was a pretty good buy, and probably one of the only good buys I've ever had in my life, but really an interesting blend there of old 1930s-style alto and Illinois Jack Kett coming in quite a bit cooler, the use of the amplified guitar, at this time in the early 40s. That was still considered something of a novelty, and very nice kind of 30 swing drumming with a little Dixieland flavor by Sid Catlett. In other words, it's an interesting record to study. Here now is Serge Charloff. We've played this record several times on the Jazz Scene in the past year. Serge Charloff, baritone sax, Sonny Clark piano, Leroy Vinegar bass, Philly Joe Jones on drums. This was recorded in 1956, just a year, I think, before Serge Charloff died. All the Things You Are, the baritone of Serge Charloff.
Thank you.
Favorite song, All the Things You Are, and a favorite baritone player, Serge Charloff. And I'll read just a word here from the liner notes. Serge worked in the teeth of the illness which was destroying him. Between his last two Capitol albums, he contracted spinal paralysis and was unable to walk without crutches at the Metronome All-Stars session with Charlie Mingus in 1956. He was playing in a wheelchair. He died on July 16th. 1957, shortly after this band we just heard was cut. Serge Charloff baritone, Sonny Clark piano, Leroy Vinegar bass, Philly Joe Jones on drums, All the Things You Are. One of the more interesting groups in the past few years has been Super Sax. Here they are now, with strings. Super Sax is devoted to recording many of the songs of Charlie Parker, the Bird. This is the Bird with strings. Charlie Parker recorded for several years with Norman Grant's in the late 40s and early 50s with a string section. Here they are with All the Things You Are. Super Sax. Thank you. Does it for tonight on the 100th edition of the Jazz Scene. Tonight we've featured the two songs, How High the Moon by Nancy Hamilton and Morgan Lewis, and All the Things You Are, Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein II. We've heard from Art Tatum, the Duke, Dizzy Gillespie, Lusty Young, Serge Charloff, Jerry Mulligan, Stan Kenton, Dave Brubeck, Super Sax, and several other people, and we still have about 25 sides we don't have time to play. So if you like these two songs, chances are you stuck with us, and if you didn't, I imagine you're listening to the police radio or something like that. During the summer, we'll try to get some fairly interesting things going on the program. Next week, we'll feature mostly Dixieland, and just as we did last summer, I'll look through Arch Harrison's attic here at WJMA and find some of the interesting things he's got hidden away. Until next week, this is Mac Moore saying good night and thanks for listening. Thank you.